Verse again, peace are yours from God, our Father, and from our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. As we ponder God's word this afternoon, turn to the words of the Apostle Paul in the 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, verses 13 to 18, which we just heard. Dear brothers and sisters, in our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear friends of Joyce, dear neighbors of Joyce, dear family members of Joyce, especially to you, Eric, Jody, Lisa, and Bree. So here we have been, where we sometimes grieve, where we get the tissues out and we cry, and there is no sin in crying. Even Jesus wept at the grave of his friend Lazarus. But Paul tells us something here today too that is to comfort us. He tells us that as we grieve, we don't grieve like those who have no hope. Some people grieve and they really have no hope. There is no end to the grief for them. But Paul comes to us through Holy Scripture and reminds us of the great comfort that God gives us in a time like this. For those of us who are thinking of Joyce, and some of you I talked to before, you heard her neighbors, she was the one who taught you in Sunday school. She was the one who worked at the bank, and she waited on you. Whatever connection you have with her, remember this beautiful connection that God has with her and has with you as well. May that be your comfort today. God tells us something very special here, because there may be many questions on our minds, like there were for the Thessalonians so long ago. They had loved ones who were dying too. And they were wondering, what happens to my loved one when they pass away and are placed in the grave? What happens to them then? And Paul, by God's grace, gives us some beautiful, beautiful promises from God in Holy Scripture that are meant to comfort us in our deepest need. Here is the first promise that we have from Holy Scripture, which Eric, when you were at your mother's side on May 28th, this is what happened, because well, you didn't see the whole thing. You saw your mom pass away, but God tells us at that moment on May 28th, early in the morning, God, who made us both body and soul, God allowed the body and the soul to then separate. That body and soul that had been together for 76 years separated. The body remains here. The soul goes home to be with God forever. The soul does not sleep. The soul is eternal. It rests in the Lord now. That is what all the people know for Holy Spirit. But the other promise that Paul gives us, Paul points ahead to that last day, and he says, we know and we believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again.
For you.
That is the foundation of the Christian faith. You see a Jesus, your Savior, who stepped for you, and then by his power as true God, stepped back out of that death for you, to assure you and all believers, including Joyce, that as we step into death, we shall surely by his power and grace step back out of that death. That is God's commitment to us. Maybe we could think of it in this analogy. Nearly 50 years ago, May 17, 1976, was a very special day for Joyce, as she stepped into this church as Joyce Miller, a single woman. And she stepped back out of this church as Joyce Warner, a married woman who had made a full and complete commitment in her promises to her husband and her husband to her. Our God has made a full and complete commitment to his bride, his church, his people, He stepped into death for us and has stepped back out of death with eternal life. He is never to die again, never to suffer again. And that is God's comfort to us as well. That even though there may be days of suffering in this life, as there were certainly for Joyce, the believer looks ahead to that eternal life that is to come. This Jesus will come again, and he will bring with him all those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. You see, there's another comfort Paul gives us. Not only will Jesus come again, but he also promises that death for the believer is held asleep. How many of us have had a very tiring day, and we long for that time when we can put our heads on the pillow because we know that a little rest will refresh us for the next day? This is how the Christian looks at death as well. We lay our heads in the grave, but we know that we will awaken refreshed eternally for that eternal day of heaven where we will be with the Lord forever. When Paul speaks here, aren't his pious wishes and nice sounding dreams? He says, this is the Lord's word. That's what he says in verse 15. These are the words of the Lord. And then beautifully, Paul tells us exactly, almost in an orderly way, of what's going to happen on that very last day. He tells us that Jesus will come down from heaven. Jesus ascended into heaven, now he's going to come back on that last day. And then there will be this loud command from Jesus. What will be that loud command? He will say, arise, you dead. Arise from your graves. The Gospel of John tells us all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. In just a few moments, we'll be singing the final verse of How Great Thou Art. When we will say, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy will fill my heart. And I will bow in humble adoration and sing, my God, how great thou art. Do you look forward to that day when Jesus will come and rejoice and raise her body from the grave so that she will have a glorious body, not one that will ever become sick again, not any body that will ever be sick and suffering or dying? It will be an eternal, glorious body, reunited with that soul that is already with Jesus now. What a wonderful promise Jesus gives to us. Whenever Joyce came to this church, she would often say and confess what we call the Apostles' Creed. And in the Apostles' Creed, we say, I believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting. She confessed that because she knew that was God's promise to her, and it will be fulfilled on the last day. But what about those who will still be alive when Jesus comes again? We don't know that day when Jesus will come again. Will we be alive? We do not know. But there will be people alive on the earth at that time. And those people who are believers, their bodies will be changed to be glorious bodies, 1 Corinthians 15 tells us. And then Paul tells us here in 1 Thessalonians once again that those bodies that have been raised from the grave will be caught up with those who are still alive to meet the Lord in the clouds in the air. Think about that for a moment. What? We will be caught up with the Lord and with those who have died in the Lord. You know what that means? That means we will see those who died in the Lord again. There will be a reunion in that joyous resurrection. We do not have to just look forward to a tombstone or an urn of ashes as our final hope. Our final hope is in that resurrection from the dead when we will be caught up in the air to be with our loved ones, rejoice, never to be separated again. Think about this for a moment too. Joyce was a lifetime member of this church. Before she took those vows with Patrick here at the altar, she was a lifetime member of this church, even before that. But that reunion in heaven, God tells us that's forever. That's forever. Lord, forever, Paul says. We hear him. As everything we know, all the happiness and joy in this life, it comes to an end, but knowing what's coming, we will be caught up with the Lord in the air, with the holy bodies, the perfect bodies that will never die again. Oh, what joy fills our hearts to know of that reunion, when we will see Joyce once again, when we will rejoice before the throne of God, because our Savior Jesus Christ stepped into death and stepped back out of death to life for us. That's God's promise to you and me. So dear friends, as we go home today, let us do as Paul says here in the very last verse of this text, verse 18. Let us encourage one another with these words. There is no greater encouragement than what Paul gives us in these words that he places before us today. Whenever you are fearful of death, whenever you become despondent and filled with grief or pain, remember what is to come. The best is yet to come. That is God's comfort to you. That is God's comfort for Joyce. Christ is risen. Joyce will rise. And so will all believers in Jesus one day. Hallelujah. Amen.